Unless you and I try Portland, Oregon, okay. If we can do it. Listen, we're going to try. We just said try. I know you can do the ear part. I love you too, sweetheart. Okay. I think I can stand up for one. Get over the right hand. If that ain't love, then tell me what is. Well, lost my heart, it didn't take me no time. But that ain't all, I lost my mind in Oregon.
In a booth in the corner with the lights down low, I was moving in fast, she was taking it slow. I lost my heart, it didn't take me no time. But that ain't all. Next day we knew, last night got drunk, but we loved enough for the both of us.
Hey bartender, before you go, pour us one more drink.
And a picture to go.
And a picture to go.
And a picture to go.
We sang enough. We left them wanting more.
I know it wasn't all the songs I wrote, but it wasn't nothing I could do about it. He was already drunk and going.
That's right.
What, honey?
No, she would not sing that song.
I got a half of my family out here. You better be
she
quiet.
She wanted to hear the song that Mom and Conway cut, "You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly."
You know, me and Ernest Tubb recorded 7 albums, and then we got a story album together, and I wrote a song called "Don't Tell Me You're Sorry," because I know how sorry you are for me and Ernest. That was a bad mistake. I took it to Ernest, and I said, "Ernest, I've wrote a song for me and you," and I started singing it. He said, "Might be for you, but it ain't me." He wasn't going to let me say, "Don't Tell Me You're Sorry," and but Conway recorded it for me. I guess he didn't care. But one of the Ernest Tubb's favorite song that we recorded when we was recording was, what was that one I wrote? It was something about kids. Oh, we're not kids anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Not a little girl and boy. Yeah, sounds like I'm something. But anyway, that's what it was. We're not kids anymore.
Right.
But just let's move on with the show. I don't know what else to do.